This King Prithu will be very, very kind to all the citizens. Even though a poor person may trample over the king's head by violating the rules and regulations, the king, out of his causeless mercy, will be forgetful and forgiving. As a protector of the world, he will be as tolerant as the earth itself. Also you say, this King Prithu will be very, very kind to all the citizens. Even though a poor person may trample over the king's head by violating the rules and regulations, the king, out of his causeless mercy, will be forgetful and forgiving. As a protector of the world, he will be as tolerant as the earth itself. Prabhupada's purport. King Prithu is herein compared to the earthly planet as far as his tolerance is concerned. Although the earth is always trampled upon by men and animals, it still gives food to them by producing grains, fruits, and vegetables. As an ideal king, Marj Prithu is compared to the earthly planet, for even though some of the citizens might violate the rules and regulations of the state, he would still be tolerant and maintain them with fruits and grains. In other words, it is the duty of the king to look after the comforts of the citizens, even at the cost of his own personal convenience. This is not the case, however, in Kali Yuga. For in Kali Yuga, the kings and heads of state enjoy life at the cost of the taxes exacted from the citizens. Such unfair taxation makes the people dishonest, and the people try to hide their income in so many ways. Eventually, the state will not be able to collect taxes, and consequently, it will not be able to meet the huge military and administrative expenses. Everything will collapse, and there will be chaos and disturbance all over the state. Om Aginata Maranda Siha Gina Gina Silakaya Jakshushumilitangina Tazari Shi Gurave Namaha. When I was a new bhakta, of course I'm still a bhakta, but that's another story. Prabhupada was on a radio station in Los Angeles, and this man was trying to find some fault and just couldn't get the whole thing. And Prabhupada was answering, of course, very sublimely and peacefully. Finally, the man became upset, and he said, in exasperation, what if the whole world became Krishna conscious? Prabhupada said, don't worry, there'll always be fools like you who won't. Although Prabhupada told us later on, he said that I can say this, but you cannot. He said it's the special dispensation for old men and little children. They can go anywhere and say anything. So Prabhupada, this is off the track, but we had when I was a Sankirtan devotee in a brahmachari in Detroit, we would get from the temple president the verse of the day, and we would go out and preach on that verse, you know? That was the strategy in those days. So the verse was Avajante Mam Mudha, that was the verse. And all over downtown Detroit, you saw devotees, you know, they'd have some businessman by the tie, and you knew what the devotee was saying, just letting him have it, you know? So Prabhupada can do this, we cannot. But the point here is an example what happens if the world, if someone becomes Krishna conscious. Because we're talking about political leaders, we're talking about the head of a state here, and of course I'm coming from America, we've just had an election. Character counts. The presentation nowadays is that, and we'll talk a little bit something else about character too, but the presentation is, if the person is competent, whatever he may be in his private life, that's another thing. But if he knows the job, if he's competent, then that's the criteria. So they're separating character from what they call competence. But the real thing is that here we see that unless the person has character, good qualities, then they can lead. From that, everything flows. And Prabhupada gives a nice example. Actually, this one comes from Hiranyaka Maharaj, then I'll give Prabhupada's example. But there's a section in the Bhagavatam, and I forget the run-up to it, but I think this was one of those kings who wanted to go to the heavenly planets in his self-same body. So he went to approach this particular sage and said, can you perform this jagan? And the sage said, this is ridiculous, the material body, why do you want to go to the heavenly planets in the self-same body? And he wouldn't have anything to do with it. So the king was determined in his effort, and he went to the sons of the sage And he said, you know, can you do this? And they said, how will we do what our father wouldn't do? Our father thought it was foolish, and now you're asking us to do the same foolish thing? No, we're obedient sons. We're not going to do that. We take direction from our father. But to be kind to the man, they're seeing his determination, they said, but I know one sage who will do this for you. And the way they knew the sage would do it was this. The one of the sons described, he said, I was walking in the forest one day with this fellow sage, and some fruit had fallen on the ground, like picture a mango had fallen on the ground. Now it had rotted a little bit on one side, but the top side, the guy thought, oh, it's still good. So he ate the fruit. And the son of the sage, he concluded that someone who will not discriminate in what they're eating, in other words, he was eating an unclean thing. And if someone